With us to talk about what we in North America know about and expect from SARS is Dr. Anthony Fauci. He's director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Fauci joins us from his office in Bethesda, Maryland. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
We've been using the word dangerous and deadly to describe this disease. How dangerous, how deadly is SARS?
Well, it certainly is a very serious disease. First of all, it's a disease that's spread from person to person through respiratory droplets, so that if a person is within a certain distance of another person and sneezes or coughs, that is the major way that this particular infection is spread. The second thing about it is that it is a very serious disease in a certain proportion of people. Right now, the death rate is given at about 5.96%. Among respiratory diseases, that is a rather high percentage death rate. And also, within a relatively short period of time, there are several countries that have been involved. So we can say that we're really within the evolutionary period of an epidemic, and we are uncertain as to what the full extent is now and will be in the future. And for that reason, we must take it very seriously.
How is it spreading here?
In the United States, if you look at the 39 probable cases, 37 of them can be directly related to an individual's travel to a particular country, generally in Asia, in which there's a high prevalence of SARS. Two of the 39, one is a close personal contact of a SARS patient, and the other is a healthcare worker who was infected by someone that healthcare worker was taking care of.
Dr. Fauci, one of the concerns that the way the disease spread in Canada would raise for me would be that if a doctor sees a mild case of SARS in which the person is not particularly sick but is capable of communicating the disease, would they necessarily recognize it? I mean, is there any kind of a test for it?
Right now, there's not a readily available test, but the fact that we now have the sequence of this virus and the ability to measure antibodies to the virus, the capability of being able to diagnose from a laboratory standpoint is in the hands of the CDC and in other health authorities right there with them. What we need to do is to make those tests more widely available in this country to state and local health authorities and internationally to the health facilities of a given country.
Dr. Fauci, is it too early to ask whether SARS will ultimately behave like flu, be here for a season and then gone with warm weather, maybe come back in a slightly altered form the following year? I mean, are we going to get to a point where we'll take SARS vaccines along with flu vaccines?
Well, we can't answer that question right now, but it is certainly conceivable that we will see a bit more escalation and then a plateauing, a diminution, and then a seasonal return. That's certainly one of the scenarios that's quite possible.
So what should people in the United States do? How concerned should we be? Are there precautions that are justified?
Certainly you should follow the CDC guidelines and suggestions of not traveling to high prevalence countries like China and Hong Kong and Singapore at all unless it's absolutely essential travel. With regard to your ordinary everyday life, given the situation as it exists now in this country, I would do nothing differently. I would go about our regular day, our work day, our play day, our school day, and not worry about carrying masks or being concerned about elevator buttons, because the epidemic, as it stands, does not warrant doing anything different other than listening to day-by-day suggestions of the CDC, which include the travel suggestions and alerts that I just mentioned.
Dr. Anthony Fauci directs the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which is part of the National Institutes of Health. He spoke with us from his office in Bethesda, Maryland. Dr. Fauci, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. I'm happy to do it.